you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me, please, to the book of Luke, chapter number 13. Luke, chapter number 13. Luke, chapter number 13. This is kind of unusual, but it's what the Lord's put on my heart. Not a lot of in-depth notes or anything like that tonight, but I think it's a great thought. And I want to give it to you as God give it to me. Amen. I want you to go with me just for the sake of the text and reading. Go with me to verse 31 in the chapter. Luke chapter 13, verse 31. The Bible said, the same day there came certain of the Pharisees saying unto him, "Get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee." And he said unto them, "Go ye and tell that fox." Isn't that something that Jesus said that? He said, "You go tell that fox." When I read that, I thought about the song the children sing, "The devil is a sly old fox. I'd like to catch him and put him in a box. I'd lock the door and throw away the key." That's what God's going to do one day. They're going to put him in his box. Amen. Lock the door and throw away the key. For all those tricks he's played on me. He said, "Go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils and I do cures today and tomorrow and the third day I shall be perfected." Now here's what God spoke to my heart about. He said, "Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem." That got a hold of me. I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. Pray with me a moment. Father, thank you tonight for our people. Lord, thank you for the rain. I know, our Father, that, Lord, sometimes it causes inconvenience. I thank you, Lord, for the rain. You know what we need, our Lord. It's been dry for a long time. God, I pray tonight you'll bless the farmers that feed us. And I pray, dear God, you'd help us to be thankful, whether the sun's shining, whether it's raining, whether it's snowing, whatever it's doing, to know that we have a Father that cares for us. I pray, Lord, tonight that you would clothe us in our calling. Help us to be a blessing to these faithful few that have gathered in the house of God tonight. God, will give you glory in Jesus' name, and amen and amen. I thought about something here that as just kind of introducing the message that I'd never really thought about. Turn with me, back with me, please, to the book of Matthew, chapter number 6. Matthew, chapter number 6. Matthew, chapter number 6. I'll show you how God's dealing in my heart just to introduce the message tonight. This scripture is familiar with me, but it goes in verse 25. It says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, for they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow." You see that statement right there? "Take no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Now, When you get over here to where I just read, Jesus said, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following. There's a scripture over there that says, take no thought for tomorrow. And I have never put these two passages together in my life. And really, you could take Matthew 6 alone, and if you're not careful, then you would say, well, man, just live for today, because we have no promise of tomorrow. We know that's true. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. But I'm telling you, the Bible's teaching us right here that I think we ought to plan for tomorrow. And let me show you what I mean. In chapter number 6 of the book of Matthew, we're talking about material things. God said, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things, you're talking about material things, are going to be added unto you. God wants us to rest in that. But over here in Luke chapter 13, when Jesus said, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, Brother Adam, he's not talking about material things. He's talking about ministry. There ought to be some things, beloved, in our lives that, listen, we've been talking about walking with the Lord. And this is what God's got on my heart tonight. I want to walk with him today. And I want to walk with him tomorrow. And I want to walk with him the day following. Amen. I want to walk with him. Now, the Apostle Paul said something similar. He said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. A lot of times when we say, well, forgetting those things which are behind. Now listen, I don't believe we ought to dwell on our sinful past. But I do believe this. We should never forget where he found us. We should never forget the mess that we were in when he found us. I tell you where I get that from. Every time Paul got up to speak, what did he talk about? The Damascus Road. I was on my way down there to kill some more of them. Amen. I saw a great light. And the Lord Jesus saved him on the road to Damascus. Amen. So when he's talking about forgetting those things which are behind, I believe really the main, if you look at the main text and the context of that, he's talking about all that education at the feet of Gamaliel. He said, I count all that but dung that I might win Christ. Amen. And so tonight, what I want us to see is just some things in this chapter, some reasons why that you and I ought to desire to walk today and tomorrow and the day after. Because in my heart and in my life, I've never seen this before. I don't believe there's anything wrong, beloved, with, you know, asking God to help us not only today but tomorrow and the next day as we serve him, amen, and as we want to do his will and walk with him. And I'll show you some things tonight as to the reason why. Jesus didn't, he knew that a prophet was not going to perish out of Jerusalem, but he was going to perish outside of Jerusalem on a hill called Calvary. Say amen. Just outside of the city, he was going to perish. And Jesus knew that they were after him. I just want to give you a few things in the chapter. I just begin to look at the chapter and say, God, why? Why do I need to walk with you today and tomorrow and the day after? Why would it be all right for me to plan? Amen. By the way, I got some great plans for tomorrow. I'm going to meet my daughter in Asheville, and I'm going to pick up two of my grandchildren. Amen. Well, I know that don't excite you, but just sit there. Amen. I'm excited about it. Amen. I'm going to pick up Sawyer and I'm going to pick up Olivia. We're going to have Ava with us and Amelia with us. And me and Brother Chris are going to do some visiting tomorrow afternoon when I get back. And then I'm going to go home and waller the devil out of them. Amen. We know they got the devil in them because they act like her mamma. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to waller the devil out. Now, Michael, you got to know when to laugh and know when not to laugh, brother. Amen. She got a long arm and she got eyes in the back of her head too. Amen. She taught school for years. Amen. She knows exactly who laughed just now. Amen. It was Brianna's husband, honey. Okay.
All right, let's go back to the first part of chapter number 13 here. Have a good time tonight in the Word of God. Amen. Why do I want to walk with God? Well, here in verse number 1, he said there were present at the season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. You think about this, beloved, how wicked this was. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? In other words, Jesus is telling them here, don't you think there's great sinners and little sinners, big sinners and little sinners, great sinners? But I'm going to tell you something I've been saying for years, and it's true. The ground's level at the foot of the cross. Amen. All have sinned to come short of the glory of God. Amen. If you've told one lie or been a drunkard all your life. Amen. The Bible said to break the law on one point is to be guilty of the whole law. He said, I tell you nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He said, of those 18 upon the tower in Siloam fell, he said, and slew them. Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Why should you and I want to walk with God today and tomorrow and the day after? The first thing God showed me right here is because there's many all around us that have not yet repented, that have not turned, amen, from their sin and turned to the Savior. I'm telling you, they're everywhere. They're everywhere at work. They're everywhere at the store. They're everywhere at the gas station, amen. I just made a statement preaching the other day about maybe holes pierced everywhere and tattoos everywhere, and I had the privilege to meet a lady exactly like that the other night, amen. And I'll tell you what, I witnessed to her just like I would anybody else. Say amen. She has the same need of Jesus. She don't need him any more than I needed him, or any more than you need him. And people need to repent and turn to the Lord. The Bible said repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So that makes me want to walk with God today and tomorrow and the day following. The second thing the Lord showed me, look drop down to verse number 6. And he spake a parable and said, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon, and he found none. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I dig about it and dung it. You know what he's going to do? He's going to loosen the soil around it. He's going to put some fertilizer around it. That's what it's talking about right there. He's saying, Lord, give me a chance, amen, to work with this tree a little while. Let me break up the fallow ground, I believe one of the minor prophets talked about. And let me till it a little bit here. Let me put some fertilizer around it. And he said here, till it shall, and dig about it and dung it. And he said, if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. You say, Pastor, why should we walk with the Lord today and tomorrow and the day after? I'll tell you why. There's people, beloved, their hearts have gotten hard, and they need somebody to encourage them. I read this today as I was studying again this passage of Scripture, and I couldn't help but think about my brother Brian. He would get done making the announcements, Brother Jason, and here's what he'd say. I'm going to get out of the way and let the pastor come and dig around us. That's what he'd say, brother. Amen. How many remembers that? Glory to God, I got some precious memories. Amen. Of that precious man. Amen. In my life. But I'm telling you tonight, there's some people that we need to have a little patience with. Help me tonight. How many glad God was long-suffering with you? Amen. He didn't cut you down. Amen. But he just kept a digging and he kept a fertilizing. Amen. And we can walk with God today and tomorrow and the day after. And God can use us to help in somebody's life, to encourage them to get in that place that they need to be for the Lord. Amen. That blesses me tonight. Amen. That blesses me beyond measure. Look at verse 10. Why should we walk with the Lord today and tomorrow and the day following? Watch what he said here. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together, or you could say bowed together, and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. And he said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work in them. Therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all of his adversaries, look at this, were ashamed. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Here's the third thing I want you to see. I studied this out. I asked Miss Eve today, I can't remember exactly where, I cannot remember exactly who, the closest person I can remember to what's being described right here is Brother Bob Oler. Does anybody remember Brother Bob Oler? Here he comes. How many knows that? In the church. I saw someone that hadn't been too long ago, and it was even worse than Brother Bob. I wish I could remember where or who it was. I'm telling you, just like this right here, this woman's walked like this for 18 years. Amen. 18 years. She can't see the stars. She can't see the sun. 18 years. All she can see is the ground. And beloved, she's in bad shape. You say, Pastor, what's that got to do with us? The Bible said, and she could in no wise lift up herself. There was no way that she could straighten up. But along come Jesus. Say amen. You see, there's a spiritual application right here, beloved. There are people, they're not bowed down physically like this, but they're bowed down spiritually. Amen. And I believe God can use you and I. We can't lift them up, but thank God Almighty we can come alongside of them, walking with Jesus and point them to the one who can lift them up. Amen. Who can cause them to see above the shadows? Who can help them in their life? Amen. I don't know about you, but the song, Brother Dale, that come to my mind was Love Lifted Me. And glory to God, I'm going to tell you this, beloved. Listen. It wasn't only the love of God. Yes, it's the love of God. But don't you know God put His love in your heart and in my heart. And the Word of God said, and because hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. So we can come along somebody that's spiritually like this right here. They can't lift themselves up. But I tell you what we can do. We can love on them. And I tell you what we can do. We can walk with the Lord. And beloved, you say, Pastor, boy, this is good. It just come to me. You say, they can't even see our face. No, but they can see our feet. Glory to God. They'll know whether we're walking with Him or not. Say amen. Not there to step on them. Not there to put them down, but there to lift them up. There to offer them a helping hand. Amen. And point them to the Savior. I don't know about you tonight. This crowd, they come along here and they're upset with Jesus because He did it on the Sabbath day. I don't know if I can get this worded exactly right, but I believe God said that man was not made for the Sabbath, but Sabbath for man. I believe I got that right. God knew that man would need rest. Amen. And beloved, He talked in another place. He said, if you've got an ox in the ditch, you wouldn't get it out. Amen. I don't believe Sunday ought to. I changed the oil in my truck the other day. But I don't believe I will be doing that on Sunday morning. Somebody say amen. I don't even do it on Sunday afternoon. Amen. It ain't been too long ago. My grass got out of hand. And I was thinking, boy, the weather's going to fire up. Sunday morning, I'll mow that grass. I said, no, I can't do it. Why? Because there's so many people in the cotton picking community that know who I am. Say amen. It leave a bad taste in their mouth. So what I do, Brother Dale, I done something I hate to do. I mowed it wet on Saturday. I let her wad up and everything else. Then when it dried up, I run back over and scattered it out. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, listen, thank God for Sunday. Amen. That's not the Sabbath, by the way. That's Saturday. Amen. That's the Sabbath. But thank God for a day of rest. Amen. And it ought to be criticized and say amen. Oh, hypocrites here. This woman been like that for 18 years and they're mad because it didn't happen on the right day. Glory to God. If you're not saved, you need to get saved any day you can get saved. Say amen. You need a touch from God. You need that touch any day you can get that touch from God. Amen. So tonight, I want to walk with the Lord today and tomorrow and the day following. And then look down at verse 22 with me here. The Bible said he went through the cities and the villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, there are few that be saved. And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up, and has shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. He shall answer and say unto you, I know not whence you are. Then shall ye begin to say, we've eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. I know not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. That's some of the saddest scripture I've ever read in the Bible. Say amen. People that think they're all right. People that are going to say to Jesus, well, Jesus, you know I went to church. Jesus, you know I prayed. Jesus, you know I read the Bible. Jesus, you know that I gave to missions. Jesus, you know. Honey, I'm going to tell you something right now. Oh, that's wonderful and it's good, but it's not a ticket to heaven. God didn't say missions is the door. He didn't say church membership's the door. He didn't say singing's the door. He didn't say giving's the door. He said, I'm the door. Why should we walk with him today and tomorrow and the day following? I'll tell you why. Because if we really believe Jesus is coming, how many believes that? And he is. The door is fixing to shut on this generation. That's why we ought to walk with him. The door is fixing to shut. The door is fixing to shut. Thank God I set before you, Jesus said, an open door. But the door is fixing to shut. You remember, and knew not till the flood came. As it was in the days of Noah. You know who shut the door on that ark? It wasn't Noah. It wasn't an elephant. It wasn't an ape. It was God that shut the door. You know who's going to shut the door on this generation? It's not pastor. Amen. It's not some religious hierarchy. It's not some denomination. But the God of heaven is going to shut the door and say, it's enough. My spirit will not always strive with man. I want to walk with him while that door is open. While we can lead others to the Lord Jesus. The one that said, I am the door. The one that said, I am the life. The one that said, I am the water of life. The one that said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Say amen. Glory to God, the great I am. I am the door. What a blessing it is to be able to walk with him in these days. Now, I'll leave you with this tonight. Drop down with me to verse number 34 and 35. Why should we walk with him today and tomorrow and the day following? He says in verse 34, I think I said 35, I'm going to read both verses here. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how oft would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. I was thinking the other day,
something special about late July, middle to late July and August. One of the things that I always like to see, Brother Gary, I like to see that mama turkey, that hen. She'll cross the road, and there comes them little ones right behind her. Anybody ever see that? That's precious to me. Amen. You know what she's doing? She's taking care of them. You know what Jesus wanted to do in Jerusalem? He wanted to take care of them, but they wouldn't let him. Amen. He said, you would not. Watch this now. He said, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, you shall not see me until the time come when you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. That's what Paul's talking about. In that time the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, and so all Israel shall be saved. God said to blinders, blindness in parts happened to Israel till the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. But here's the last reason I want to give you tonight. I want to walk with him today, tomorrow, and the day following. It's because judgment's coming. Beloved, judgment is coming. Jesus is preached today in many circles as the gentle Jesus, as the Jesus of love, the Jesus of mercy, the Jesus of grace. And I want to say emphatically, he is. What a Savior we have tonight. But I tell you what, you're not preaching the whole counsel of God if you don't preach him as a Jesus of judgment. Beloved, judgment is coming. All of us have loved ones, friends, neighbors, co-workers, people in our community. And judgment's going to fall on them if they don't get saved by the grace of God, if they don't trust Jesus as their Savior. They need to see you. They need to see me walking with the Lord today and tomorrow and the day following. They need to see us walking with the Lord. Someone said this years ago, and I think it's worthy of repeating, your talk talks and your walk talks, but your walk talks much louder than your talk talks. Now, I believe in opening your mouth and being a witness, amen? But I tell you what, the church would be better off if a person's not walking with the Lord, Brother Preston, if they just keep their mouth shut, amen? I've been with preachers, and you all know me well enough. No, I'm not against Bible college. I'm not against education. But I've been with preachers where it was so bad that if the president of that college was sitting on the front bench, he'd say, shh, don't tell them where you went to school. Amen. I'm telling you, they just, every time they get up, I went to Bible college. I went to Bible college. Well, Paul, you know what he said? I went to Bible college too, and I put that on the dunghill that I might win Christ. See, I'm not against education, amen. I believe we ought to educate ourselves as much as we can, but don't get up and brag on Bible college. Get up and brag on Jesus. He's the one, amen, we're supposed to walk with. He's the one we're supposed to talk with. He's the one we're supposed to be a reflection of him in our lives, amen. How many's glad you come tonight? How many wants to walk with him today and tomorrow and the day following? Thank God we can do that. Amen. For the glory of God. The flesh ain't going to want to do it. That's okay. Greater is he that's in us than our stinking flesh. The devil ain't going to want us to do it. Greater is he that's in us than that stinking devil. The world ain't going to want us to do it. But greater is he that's in us than this world that we live in. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight.